Getting young doctors and nurses to take up posting in rural and regional areas has been an age-old problem in Australia. But now the federal government has put forward a plan to wipe the university debts of doctors and nurse practitioners if they commit to staying in smaller communities for the equivalent of half their degree. It's been welcomed by medical students, many of whom have uni debts to the tune of $100,000. Rachel Mealy reports.
Living and working in rural and remote areas of Australia might be the ticket for wiping huge university debts for newly graduated doctors and nurse practitioners. Dr. Hash Abdeen is the chair of the Federal AMA Council of Doctors in Training.
I think this is really about choice, and it gives junior doctors the choice to be able to work in a regional remote area and have their extra paid, which I think is a great incentive to allow people to make that informed choice about moving forward.
He says the university debt from a medical degree can be enormous and place a financial strain on young doctors for years into their careers.
Yeah, so I mean, it can definitely be a six-figure sum for many, and I think that's really key to hear that it's a large amount of money that may be able to be, remunerated when if you decide to stay in this pathway for the period of time as specified. And so, large amounts of money that can potentially, be wiped on your hex debt for you to be able to give back to rural and remote communities.
From January next year, the federal government will wipe a student's debt if they agree to a few conditions, and the more remote they go, the better those conditions are. In a remote area, a graduated doctor or nurse practitioner would have to agree to a posting for a period equivalent to half of their tertiary studies. In regional cities and towns, the term of placement would be equivalent to the entire length of their studies. Dr. Abdeen says the scheme could be the basis for doctors remaining in the regions, but only if that person gets the right support and ongoing training.
This is obviously a scheme to ensure recruitment to this area and attractiveness to regional and remote areas. But I think what's really key is that it's only one piece of the puzzle, and that we need to ensure that the rural training experience, that working in these environments are supported well by other government schemes and extra resourcing and funding to ensure that person, whoever that is, goes to that community and wants to stay in that community and support it throughout their career in that community.
Leanne Bowes is the president of the Australian College of Nurse Practitioners.
My initial response is that it's fantastic that the government's recognising the important role that nurse practitioners can play, especially in rural and remote areas where there are widely known healthcare shortages.
But she says even with this financial incentive offered, it's still tough for nurse practitioners to earn enough to live in rural and remote areas because the Medicare rebates aren't enough.
So for your average nurse practitioner consultation, bulk billing, half an hour is $33. And usually, obviously, you use some of that towards paying costs and running a practice and all of those things. That's really not feasible.
Leanne Bowes says nurse practitioners can shoulder a large part of the workload in a remote practice, but the fee structure under Medicare needs to be addressed.
They can come in and work side by side with the GP. It's true that nurse practitioners can also work independently, but all health professionals work better in teams. And certainly at the moment, it's virtually impossible for a GP to be able to afford to employ a nurse practitioner because of the poor rebates and the barriers. Having to see both the nurse practitioner and the GP to have an ultrasound done and things like that under Medicare, or get that mental health referral, people have to see two health professionals to do that.
That's Leanne Bose there, President of the Australian College of Nurse Practitioners, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.